Blog Talk Radio. Come get this teaching arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Why, we've taken our music to another place, somewhere out there in the middle of space. Busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics, when we can be pushing albums that blunt it. Instead, we choose to front it. While we don't take without giving back, we do this in order to circumvent lack. It's a fact. It's the principle of reciprocity in act. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying, and you know I'm not lying. While we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's blues, we can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying, and you know I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated to miseducated, now to reeducated. It's time. It's time. We've been dedicated before we soon regret it. Put down the pipes. Lift up your heads. And let's possess the mics. For we're taking this music to a brand new height. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. Just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Once rendered mute, unable to use the words of our own pursuit. We've got a brand new vocabulary at our disposal. While we're not even writing our own proposals. While the stories of the ghetto hood unfold, of the coming one to be foretold. Didn't you know it? That it's our time now to manufacture our own flavor of rhyme. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Let's take the message to a higher ground, like Stevie Wonder and James Brown. Well, we don't have time for fooling around. Let's take the beat. Let's take the beat where we can all get down, where we can all get down. Knowledge and truth is what the people want to hear in this critical time of living in fear. Let's possess the stage like the coming of the new millennium age. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying, and you know I'm not lying. Now I'll ask you, are you the one, or is there another to come to take this music to a higher level? And if you aren't, then come get this teaching and give it to those who I'm not reaching.
Welcome to Care to Read. You have your Omiyika 7 in the house, the advocate, the one you need, and the advisor, the one you want. We'd like to welcome you to talk with us about our subject today. We have been talking with you throughout the month in reference to mind, body, soul, and spirit. As you know, we are underwritten by Project 2019. We are family education and consumer education. We inform parents about various different tools, information as to how to better their life and have a great family life education. We also feature good books in this room, and we work on good books because these are the books that we want the families to incorporate within their homes. And today we will be featuring a book, and that book is called The Family Guide to Homeopathy. And this is by Alan Hoverville. This book came highly recommended. It's on the reference list. More than 500,000 copies have been sold in the world. And one of the things we like to do is market other people's good material and authors who have done a great job in writing. This is an education show, so I like to tell you, parents, that you might want to pick this book up and use it at your own discretion. We cannot, you know, because of the actual station, Blog Talk Radio, we have to offer a disclaimer. It's not a book that they've recommended, but Project 2019. Now, this book goes from A through Z and dealing with specific diseases and different types of tinctures and herbs that you can use. It's a great household book to have in the event of an acute condition or an accident or emergency of things that you might want to treat. Now, we do recommend that you do preventative maintenance to prevent from those acute cases from happening. And those of you who have been listening to our show know that we are working to inform people to close the gap of disparity of ignorance. Ignorance comes in all different forms, not just eradicating illiteracy, but eradicating ignorance from not being informed. It's no reason not to be informed nowadays with all of the information on the Internet. Information is plentiful. So we want to gird ourselves with knowledge to empower our households. And as we empower our households, we ultimately empower the children. Because we have been on sabbatical, yesterday when you spoke with me, I was on sabbatical getting you ready for this opportunity to go on a spa adventure. We talked a little bit about what a sabbatical is, who takes the sabbatical, and why would one need a sabbatical. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we view leisure just as well as we view working. We know that we work to the sweat of our brows to bring about the things we need in our household. We must also maintain a good balance and make sure we couple that with extracurricular activity. And as our topic yesterday indicated, that taking sabbatical means to take a rest, a relaxation. Go somewhere, get pampered. Go somewhere and get a chance to get a mud bath or body wrap. Go and check yourself into a resort. Now, we featured yesterday talking about the Black Forests and going to the resorts that are located in different diasporas, such as overseas in the Black Forests where they have the spas. We talked a little bit about the fact that you can find those facilities locally right here in your own backyard. And I wanted to point out one particular facility here in our neighborhood that I wanted to feature on our show to let people know that you don't have to go very far than your backyard to find these things if you're looking for them. Now, right here in Maryville, Indiana, we have a wealth of information and a wealth of programs, and one of them I'd like to feature today is the Zen Wellness Corporation. It's a woman-owned business, and it's owned by Jackie Primo. Jackie Primo owns Zen Wellness. She's the founder of this organization, and this organization is a full-service organization to offer you full-service and weight loss control, pain management, and it was designed to beautify the body from the inside out. You can't very well look very beautiful on the outside aesthetically unless you are working on the inside. And we've talked about that before when we began to do a work on the inside. And because this organization is involved with healing and healing thyself, because it's the way nature intended for us to heal ourselves, and with preventative maintenance and management of various different things that you have to have done to the body, such as going in for a manicure, a body wrap. They have all of these things. If you want your eyelashes done, individual eyelashes, I might add, and they also offer a wealth of educational material for the client. These things are right here in Maryville, Indiana. And we have a guest in the audience to talk about those things and to give you a little insight as to how you can exercise those specials that they're going to be having. And it will, and she will also give you a little background information about how to use spas to be able to use preventative maintenance. Don't wait till something happens to go in and then throw it all on the table and say, fix this. You want to take precautions. Set up a schedule. You want to get in her plan and get on her schedule and find out how she can take care of you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I love to take sabbatical and I love to go out to a good hotel, preferably a resort. And I have one I'd like to recommend right in Elgin, Illinois. I went there a couple of months ago. And it is set up where it has your full-service hotel with your spa options that you would like to choose to have those. And at the same time, it also has a feature where you can have your own refrigerator and all of your things in your kitchen that you need so that you have a full-service hotel. Now, when I write, I like to go away somewhere, and I like to close myself up in a room where I can get right into writing and focus in on nothing but treating myself to a weekend alone. How many of you like to do that? If you are out there in the audience, put your hands up so I can see them. Yeah, I know that we've got some people out there in the audience that would like to see that happen. And I like to see that happen. And I would like to also urge you to make sure that you tune in to our show, Care to Read, and our phone number is 646-478-0270. I like to caution you that this topic is the one you don't want to miss. With those women getting ready to go back to school to teach, now's the time to get your beauty schedule in there, get your nails done, your hair together, get that body wrap, because once you start in with those children, I tell you, there won't be any free time left to do sabbatical or to go to a spa. So I want to caution you this evening, this is a special featuring and dealing with mind, body, soul, and spirit. And as Omi told you yesterday, how can you very well look good on the outside when the insides are suffering? So this is a full-service organization that works on concentrating on the inside. And I'm not exactly sure if that means internally or if it's spiritual. I'm going to let Jackie tell you that, and she can go into further detail. I'm going to say hello to Jackie, and then I'll go right to commercial break, and then we'll bring her right back in the air.
Hello there. Thank you so much for having us on this evening.
Hello. Hello.
Hello there. Can you hear
Jackie,
me?
Jackie, you're in the air.
I am on.
Yes. I just wanted
can
to say
hello
to you, Jackie. How are you?
Okay. I am fine. Thanks so much for having us on this evening.
Well, that's great. Jackie, we're going to go to commercial and pay some bills and do a little house cleaning. Then we're going to come back and put you in the air. Is that all right?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you upright. So come with me. Straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out this joint. I'll be sure I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Once again, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Care to Read room. You have your Omi Inca 7 here, your advocate, the one you want, and your advisor, the one you need. We have Mrs. Jackie Primo in the audience this evening with us. She's from Zen Wellness, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to put Jackie in the air. Jackie, you're in the air. Would you please tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization and how you started with Zen Wellness?
Thank you. Obviously my name is Jackie Primos. I own and operate Zen Wellness here in Maryville, Indiana. I started practicing massage therapy about 6 years ago. Shortly after that, I started taking a little bit more interest in the wellness aspect of what I was doing because I saw a lot of people around me that was going to the doctor constantly, but they weren't getting well, particularly my grandmother. So during that period, I started to watch her health closely. She was insulin dependent on she was a diabetic and insulin dependent, 2 shots a day. I helped her change her diet. I started monitoring the way that she ate, the things that she was ingesting in her body, things that she was putting on her skin. In the course of about 6 to 8 months, I was able to take her from being insulin dependent to being on pills to not being a diabetic at all. So that's what really started me looking on the inside to get the body back to square one so that it could heal itself. So that's our focus here at Zen Wellness, beautifying the body from the inside out. Of course, making you feel good, but making sure that your body is clean so that it can heal itself naturally, because that's the way that nature and God intended it to be. And we hope to get people back to square one so that they can do that naturally.
That is excellent, Jackie. That is so excellent. I was sitting here going over your bios, Jackie, and it talks about the types of body contour treatments, comparison, and it showed the lavender relaxation scrub and your soul cleanser, illuminating mm-hmm. facials, and all wraps. Can you elaborate on those products a little bit for the audience?
Absolutely. Starting off with our illuminating facials. We use all natural products here. There's two different companies that we concentrate on, and they help to also detoxify and get the skin back in balance. With our illuminating facials, they're just excellent, wonderful way to cleanse your skin and also relax your body. So it starts off with the basic, your typical facial, your wash, your scrub. It's the quality of the ingredients, however, and the expertise of our staff, which makes it a wonderful experience and a treat for you. Also, as with every treatment that you have here, we're constantly educating you on ways that you can keep a healthy goal when you're not here by eating properly, drinking lots of water. And that's the premise of most of our things. So basic spa services with a wellness touch is what we offer. So that's our illuminating facials. Our lavender body scrub is a wonderful hydrotherapy treatment that we offer. And our hydrotherapy treatments are miraculous. I just finished up a series just a few minutes ago before we got on the call. When you steam the body, when we use the hydrotherapy tint, it helps to detoxify the body. It helps to cleanse the body naturally. The lavender scrub, we all know that lavender is very relaxing and rejuvenating. And so when we do that lavender scrub that you mentioned, we do a lavender body oil. We scrub the skin to make it soft and supple, and we finish it all off with the shea butter body balm. So this is a wonderful treat for
it sounds lovely.
It is a wonderful treat for, yes, a married couple. Anybody that you need to treat, they need to pamper and relax, it's great for. But I do want to know.
So you can have a husband and wife team come in at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We do couples massages. I heard you mention about the retreats before I came on. We also come out as well. We're not just in-house. We will bring the spa to you. So several occasions, yes, absolutely, where we have people in town, they're at a local hotel that doesn't offer spa services, we will come bring the whole spa over to you. And it'll be bring all the lights and the ambiance. Sure.
Now, when you do the body wax, is it intended to help the person or the client to shed fluid, which sometimes can mimic overweight because you're carrying a lot of water? Do you lose quite a bit of water when you're doing the body wax? And is it temporary or is that a permanent thing once you've lost and shed the water?
Yes. Our contour body wraps are a permanent inch loss body wrap. It actually is another one of our detoxifying methods. It's an external detoxification. So the way that it works is, including with the water and the toxic waste material that's stored in your fatty tissue, your soft tissue, when we put the cream on, it helps to detoxify your body. So the water, the toxins, they're pushed into your natural eliminative organs. Okay, and once you expel those, so once you have a chance to relieve yourself in the bathroom, it takes 3 days for the process to complete because it is a true detoxification. Once that is gone by the third day, that is permanent inch loss. You will not, it will not come back overnight. Like a lot of times with the suddenly slender body wraps, it's an active wrap. You're sweating during the process, and so you're losing water weight. Well, as soon as you start to drink the water weight comes right back on. This is absolutely not like that. You do not. This is a very relaxing treatment. We put the cream on you, we wrap you up, and you lay down. And your body does all the work, really. The cream is just the catalyst. Your body does the work. It starts to detoxify. As you're drinking water, you're eating clean over the next 3 days, when you wake up on that third day, you're going to see a huge difference in the way that you looked when you first came into our spa. That is permanent inch loss.
I have a question. So you're saying that you're wrapped like a mummy for 3 days in this
no.
program while you're at home? Or?
No, no. That's not it. What happens, the way the process works is we buff your skin to get off any excess oils or dead skin. We put a contour cream on you. We wrap you up, and you lay down at our spa for about an hour. The treatment takes an hour.
Okay.
After the
well,
hour
better.
Is completed, yes, after the hour is completed, we cut you out. You'll see a slight difference in the areas that we discussed that you wanted to pay attention to when you get off the table. But over the next 3 days, as you go home, as you drink your water, as you flush the toxins out of your system, by the third day, the process is complete and you have your permanent inch loss.
Now, I was talking with the group earlier about the liver cleanse and the liver being one of the largest organs. But the skin is even larger than the liver as
absolutely,
a modality. Now, the sebaceous gland, that's
mm-hmm.
like the top gland right before the hair follicles, and
mm-hmm.
then this goes all the way down to the connective tissue and then to the muscle. So you are
mm-hmm.
reaching deep, deep in the cells and cleansing out at the muscle level. I understand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely. It is just a wonderful detox. And that's just one of the detox methods that we have. That's one that's going to produce inch loss. But we're in the process of doing a series of, on a set of clients, of three-day detoxes, which is a full body cleanse, which also does the same thing, but it's a deeper cleansing of every organ in your body, every cell. It is just a miraculous.
Oh,
I've had people just tell me such wonderful stories, and usually
now,
they feel a difference by the first day. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Now, would the client have to take any precautions during that time? Are they void of any food, or are they taking any substance while they're going through that three-day fast?
On the three-day fast, that is really up to the client on how deep of a cleanse they want to get. The only thing that we recommend, if they would choose to continue to eat during the process, we ask that they eliminate meats, dairy, processed foods, white stuff. That wreaks havoc on your body anyway. So we recommend a diet of fresh fruits and vegetables and salads. That's what we want you to do during the 3 days. Now, if someone is really serious about cleansing their body out and they really want to give their body an opportunity to clean itself properly, we suggest going on a liquid diet during those 3 days because you're just going to get a deeper cleanse. It's not mandatory that you do so, but if you want to get the deepest cleanse possible, the best thing you can do is let the body work on itself and go on a liquid diet so it doesn't have to use that energy to process food. It can just work on cleansing itself and repairing itself.
Now, Jackie, your organization, your clinic, is it a clinic that is vibing a full-body clinic? Does that mean that you also have a place there for things such as aromatherapy, reflexology? And what is your opinion about the benefits of reflexology? Is that something that you anticipate having in your facility? Because it has been very, very good in helping to diagnose conditions and to treat children.
Absolutely.
Do you
yes.
do anything with treating children at all with reflexology?
Oh, yes. Not only we use reflexology every day here, your feet and your hands and your ears are your reflexology centers. And, yes, you're very correct. They are indicators of things that are going on in your body. We are practicing on a daily basis here. It's very important. All the services that we have here are open to children because they're just as active as some adults, especially the ones that participate in sports. We actually have an ionic foot cleanse treatment that we use on a young man. I believe he was 7 years old. He had ringworm. Couldn't get rid of it. We gave him a detox treatment. By the next day, it was gone. Okay, because our ionic foot cleanse, our soul cleanser, also helps to eliminate parasites out of the body. So absolutely. My daughter is 4. I give her ionic foot cleanses also.
Well, that is great to know that they're doing that. Now, we had a young lady that was on the show who was involved with Vitaflex, and she also,
mm-hmm.
Her training came from CARE industry,
mm-hmm.
and they trained her in raindrop therapy, which I had some knowledge of raindrop therapy because it's primarily working with the oils and the spine where they're getting all of the spinal cords tapped into so that this oil goes down into the spinal cord and it begins to work through the spine and the gland. But
mm-hmm.
she also talked to us about something called a procedure that they do with a cochlea in the ear and to eradicate various different modalities. Like if children come in and they're having problem, or any adult had problem, this was a procedure that they were taught to do in the ear. What can you tell me about any types of treatment that you might have done or will plan to do with auricular in the ear? Because we know that some oils, you know, they can bypass the digestive department and go straight into the problem. That's why it's so good to use oils with children. If you cannot get them to orally digest it, you can go through the auricula, through the ear. Have you had the experience of doing anything with ministering oil to the ear?
Absolutely. Once again, the hands, the feet, and the ears are reflexology sites. And when I say reflexology sites, I mean that they have points on them that correspond to every vital organ, every system in your body. So not only do we do reflexology on the ears, we are in the process of researching and reviewing a new therapist that I actually had the pleasure of having auricular acupuncture on yesterday, and we're going to be offering that tomorrow at our summer retreat. And it was a wonderful experience. It's good for anybody that is suffering from any type of abuse, as far as alcohol abuse, smoking cigarettes, if they have, when we're doing on our weight loss programs, if they're addicted to eating, this auricular therapy can help with that, stress reduction, digestion, things of that.
Oh, my gosh.
So absolutely.
I mean, that is some new discovery because she was, the young lady that was on my show was Kathy, and she is, she works with the essential oils from Young Living. And she was saying that they went into Egypt and found out about this particular procedure that they did. It was a ritual they did for eradicating mental conditions over in Europe. And apparently this procedure was done to eradicate post-traumatic stress. And a lot of children are mimicking post-traumatic stress when they've been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. They find out that they are post-traumatic stress victim, and unfortunately, they give a different medicine than the stimulant with the Ritalin. And I found so many children that were on Ritalin that shouldn't have been on Ritalin at all. Mm-hmm. And the problem that I am seeing is that mothers don't know the difference between a stimulant and one that would actually cause the body to heal itself. And I used to tell the mothers that you want to get to the root of the cause, and you definitely want to give something that's holistic, because if you're only masking a symptom, you are not getting to the root of the cause. And the reason why I like essential oils, when it initially came out with essential oils many, many ancient centuries ago, it was one of the best medicines because literally it would get to the cause of the problem, where
right.
Some of your allopathic medicine was just masking the symptoms, and you had doctors just treating and practicing because they weren't sure. But I'm really, really, really interested in using the Bach flower essence for children. And my brother was telling me a little bit about some of the work he does, and Bach essences are so interesting to me because with Reiki healing, I discovered that you don't have to be actually with the patient. If you wanted a patient to benefit from the Bach flower essence, you could literally send the essence of that flower to that patient via a vehicle through Reiki healing. Now, has your facility been involved in any of the Bach flowers at all?
Now, we have not used Bach flower. Of course, we do offer products. We do have essential oil therapy here for various things. We use a lot of essential oils for different ailments and whatnot. However, we do also offer Reiki here at the spa. So, and we're open. We want to do whatever is going to be in our client's best interest. So if someone was to come in, or like you're bringing this Bach flower to my attention now, I'm going to research it, and if it fits with what we're doing here, then I'm going to bring it in, because we want to give people to have the best opportunity to take responsibility for their own health. That's one of the things we
And I like that concept, Jackie. I love that concept, because really the body can heal itself. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Jackie Primo. I want to reiterate that we know here in this room that the body can heal itself. It has all the modalities to heal itself. And when our body starts to get sick, we can easily do a maintenance now. And, Jackie, we had an excellent speaker here to give us some precautions for preventative measures, and he talked to us about cell foods and how we can measure our alkaline and our acid-based normalities to make sure we're normalizing our body with a normal alkaline base. So we are getting conscious and understanding that once you measure your alkaline and your acid, you can determine how acid you are, which will put you in a state for disease to dwell on the body in the mucus area. And as you stay more towards the pH balance of alkaline, your body can a disease cannot live on an alkaline body. It cannot do well there. So these are some of the things we're teaching and trying to make sure that our class and our clients understand that you have to take the first step and into wellness. And as you do that, you can study your body and you can do these things. And now we're also looking at using the acid strips to measure our saliva to see what the acid level is in our body so we can eradicate cancer. I've been fighting with cancer in my family, Jackie. This is the third person in my family that has been diagnosed with cancer, and we're fighting this time. My brother didn't have that chance to fight, but my father fought, and he went into remission, and he fought cancer. For 7 years, he was able to live, you know, cancer-free. So I have done some studies on cancer in the laboratory in pathology when I worked in pathology and know about those little cells because it's been in our family for a long time. And one of the things that we talked about in here was AIDS, Jackie, and I want to ask you some questions about, are there things that you can do to help the immune deficiency when it comes to AIDS?
Absolutely. When it comes to age, you know, supplementation plays a huge part in that. Of course, having a proper diet, but as you get older, your body doesn't absorb things like they used to. So make sure that you're giving it the proper nutrients to feed those areas that you need. Also, which is very huge, especially nowadays, keeping the body clean. People don't realize you should be detoxifying your body, a full body cleanse on a quarterly basis. Okay, that's head-to-toe full body cleanse. It needs to happen. You have to give your body a chance to heal itself. And it doesn't matter if you eat right, if you do everything right, you're going to absorb toxins on a daily basis. Okay, so keeping the body clean.
I believe that, and we talked about hygiene cleansing, and one of the things we pointed out that if the body is kept clean and the bacteria are at a low level, because you're going to have some bacteria, because even in the lower intestine, you have those probiotics,
the good and the bad,
the good bacteria, and you need those to replenish. We were talking about raw milk and what raw milk does and the colostrum to put back the probiotics to prevent you from having candida. And we had a whole topic about that because so many people have been told, oh, you want to get rid of bacteria. And I had to caution them that there is some good bacteria called the probiotics, which you can now buy in the bottle at the health food store or in some of your yogurts in the store. But what I wanted to say is that hygiene is very necessary for keeping you in a stage like with AIDS. We talked about AIDS being immune deficiency attacker, and that every one of us have an HIV level that can be measured. And they're now finding that it's not just because you have a high level of HIV. If you have an immune deficiency where all of your immune deficiencies have been shot, then your body is more susceptible to pick up diseases. However, the way that we're now looking at this disease, we're finding out that there's so much new research coming out that we're wondering if by chance, if we could fight the disease as long as we don't give it substance that are breaking down your immune deficiency further, such as AZT. So we talk heavily about that, Jackie, and about the fact that if the patient could be treated through a non-drug therapy without AZT, would they have a better chance of living? And I know that once the blood is clean, and if we know our scriptures, the scripture says the life of the flesh is in the blood, we have and cleanse that blood. Now, is there any discussion or recommendation you can give us about doing a spring cleaning of our blood, because we used to use sulfur in our household to cleanse our blood. Is there any recommendation you can give us on that?
Well, you know what? With the full body detoxes that we do, your circulatory system is included with that. Cayenne pepper is very, very powerful in a form of tinctures, okay? And it helps to increase blood circulation. And when we're talking about cleansing the blood, we want to make sure that the liver is doing everything that it's supposed to be doing. So once again, going back to a full body cleanse is huge. Also, when people are diagnosed with these issues, and a side note is that we do have specific wellness program for autoimmune deficiency diseases. It's a 30-day program that we take you through. You have to be fully committed to sticking to the program, but we've been able to eradicate fibromyalgia. We've been able to eradicate herpes. We've been able to eradicate some major things that they said that there is no issue for. All we had to do was cleanse the body so that it could heal itself. Okay, but it's something that you have to be serious about and commit to, you know. And people that have issues that have been dealing with them, and they get fed up with conventional medicine, then they're ready to take their own health in their own hands and take it seriously. These are the type of people that we're looking for our wellness programs. But when we talk about detoxifying, one thing with your family. With your family and cancer, we have a lot of cancer patients that come through here, and I just want to let everybody know that, once again, detoxifying the body is huge, particularly with someone who is suffering from cancer. If they're in the process of going through chemotherapy, our hydrotherapy treatments and our ionic foot cleanses help to get that poison from the treatment out of your body, and it helps the recovery time. You know, so we've had a lot of breast cancer patients, a lot of prostate cancer patients that come through here in the midst of their treatments after they have their chemotherapy, while they're on that medication, and it helps the recovery time. It, like, doubles the recovery time, you know, because we're getting the medicine.
That is so true, because we had invited a gentleman by the name of Johnny, who works with the Ionic over in the Bombs health food store. They're featuring the Ionic Cleanse, and they're doing the foot right there. And, you know, I definitely knew that whenever there is a disease, the cleansing would definitely have to take place so that it can start the process of healing on a clean slate, because the disease has to be able to work in it. And if you are actually trying to get the body out of dis-ease, you basically have to do that detox. I mean, even with children, when I worked in the hospital, the first thing that we would do when a child came in, they would try to give them a mouth cleanser to cleanse out that lower colon, because disease always starts in the colon. And
Absolutely.
Once that colon is cleansed, you can start going in to administer vitamins or medicine. Now, one thing you said, Jackie, that was so true, that absorption and digestion is far more important than anything else that you can put in your body, and all digestion starts in the mouth. If you cannot get anything through the oral cavity and you want to bypass the mouth because your digestive systems are shot, sometimes that happens when a person has taken so many pills that they have layers on their upper and lower intestine, they can't absorb anything. So everything you're getting in that's good is not going through. That's where the oils take a great precedent. They are such great products that they can bypass the digestive system and go straight into the cavity.
Absolutely.
So I just think that these oils are the best thing. They are the missing link, especially for children. I've done some research, Jackie, on essential oils and on omega-3 oils for children that have been suffering from attention deficit disorder. And now they've added the transcendental meditation as also a treatment for those children. And they have been able to eradicate attention deficit with hyperactivity as long as they were able to treat any forms of candida, because candida was mimicking the same diagnosis as attention deficit. And the Chinese found out about this condition because children were acting out. And then when they examined the stomach, they found that the stomach was full of yeast from unbroken down digested carbohydrates. Once again, a digestive problem.
Right. That's right. 95% of all degenerative diseases begin in the colon. Yeast is, when we're getting ready to start a wellness program, that's one of the first things that we rule out. We want to make sure that it's not candida because, just as you said, it can disguise itself. It can mimic so many different things. So a lot of times people are treating themselves for colds, flus, attention deficit disorder, when they really have an overgrowth of yeast in their body and it's mimicking all these symptoms. So that's something that we definitely like to check off the list before we start any wellness program, because we know how yeast can wreak havoc on your body.
Yes, and you know, I'm so happy that when you're open for modalities and various different things, a good holistic person will understand, you know, the anatomy and physiology of the body. I've met so many people that have this health background, but they have no training in anatomy and physiology. And I tell them, until you understand the structure of the skeleton system and you understand the venous blood and you have arterial blood, and then you have the venous blood, and if you don't understand that, you know, you test the blood that has oxygen in it so that you can see how much oxygen the person is getting. In the hospital, we had to work with respiratory therapy, and I was a therapist there, and we had to check the blood of the patient and see how much oxygen they were giving in order to see how much we had to falsely give them oxygen, so that if they weren't breathing on their own, we gave them oxygen to help them breathe through the ventilator. And I found so many people that were not familiar with anatomy and physiology, that they had no idea the bones or the arteries that that they were drawing from. So they would go in to draw blood from a patient in the venous blood to see they were supposed to be getting the arterial blood, because these are arterial blood gases, and they would puncture those venous veins and damage them for life. Because the arterial blood, you can feel a pulse, because that's where you could actually test to find out where the blood was you were going to tap into. But I found that so many people were not familiar with anatomy and physiology. They didn't know the structure of the skeletal. They didn't know the muscles and what they were dealing with. And those are the foundations for anyone that's going into the allied health profession. Wouldn't you say, Jackie?
Absolutely. You have to know the body. If you don't, you have to have resources available to you at all times. And you should really, you have to know for yourself, because, you know, it's the little things like that that other people miss that can make all the difference in the world in someone's health. You know, the blood flow, where the veins are located, where the joints connect. You really have to have an extensive knowledge of anatomy in order to be really effective in this field, because you need to know what's going on inside the body or how it should be functioning, you know, and what course does everything travel on, because there's so many, you know, there's so many superhighways inside of the body. When you get through the veins and the ligaments and the lymphatic system, you need to have an in-depth understanding of how that works, because it all works together for the good of the body. And so you need to have an understanding of what's really going on, one, so you can educate your clients as well. We focus on educating people here. It's so important, because I feel that if you know better, you have a tendency to do better. Now, people are going to do what they want to do, but if you give them the ability to make an educated decision, if you let them know, because sometimes people do things and they don't realize how it's wreaking havoc on their health. You know, they think it's great if they
Absolutely.
Drink 6 glasses of milk a day. You know, they don't realize how dairy builds up mucus in your body. You know, they don't
Absolutely.
Realize how red meat builds up mucus in your body. You know, they think they're eating healthy because they had a filet instead of a hamburger, you know. And so educating is also a very education, the staff being educated, the therapist being educated, and then giving that information to the clients so that they can also, once again, take responsibility for their own health.
And that's the major problem, listening audience, is taking responsibility for your health. Some people don't want to take that responsibility. Even when they come into the hospital, they want to give that over to the doctor. Unfortunately, that preventative outweighs any type of emergency medical procedure. our medical system is overburdened right now because people are taking advantage of the emergency room when they could have taken preventative measures to prevent those visits to the emergency room. What I have found, Jackie, is that for some reason, when you're educating your client about natural things, they have a tendency to say, well, you know, can you break that in layman term? And, you know, because they're not familiar with anything but maybe a one-a-day vitamin. And I myself had to do some rearranging in my kitchen and realize that if I can take whole foods, the whole foods and the superfoods, then I don't have to pop as many pills to get it to do what I wanted to do. And our people, African-American people I'm speaking to, we used to be really, really close to the earth and we do our own garden. But now they're finding that our gardens are void of the silt and they are not producing the minerals. So we have a mineral deficient ground. Once you work with minerals, you would realize the difference between the smell and the crops that you bring in. We used to work with the garden a lot, Jackie, and we didn't go to doctors for, I didn't go to a doctor until I was like 20 years old. Our whole family was on a holistic path where we ate meat once a week. We ate grains and whole foods, and we ate foods out of our gardens, and we had a pantry. So we weren't in the stores. We weren't going to the doctors. And my other sisters, they lived to be 80 and 90. Well, two of them lived to be 81 and 82. And it was all based on how we were eating. And I had two uncles who lived to be 101 and 102. And they had taught this for a long time. Then we got into this prefab stuff, and we just started eating stuff off the shelf. And I realized how quick we were getting sick. But things I tell my children, that let me see your glands. You could always tell a mother who was well-trained from the South, because when a child began to get sick, they start feeling behind the ear or finding the glands to see if the glands were inflamed. Nowadays, when you talk to mothers and say glands, they say, where is the gland? They don't have an idea what you are to look for when you want to take suffer and cleanse the glands and cleanse the body. Now you've got women with fibroid tumors going to the doctor, letting them give them radiation treatment when you can dissolve a fibroid tumor. And that's what I want to ask you, Jackie, have you worked with clients with fibroid tumors?
Yes, we have. We have worked with clients with fibroid tumors. We do what we mainly use here, not so much sulfur, but like I said, I'm always open to learning more about what we can do naturally. But what we treat fibroids and cysts with is iodine. Iodine is a deficient nutrient. It's a mineral that's
Did you know what? See, sulfur and iodine are almost one and the same mineral. See, that iodine, if you look at the breakdown chemistry of it, it's closely related to sulfur.
Okay.
Because you can go in the drugstores and you can buy iodine that's laden with sulfur, and that's what they used to give in a bottle. And you used to be able to buy that. It was a spring cleaning, and you can clean every blood cell, every gland in the body with that.
So, absolutely.
It's an old-fashioned type of
old-fashioned. Simple. We use a lot of, we work with a lot of homeopathic doctors. We have all natural supplements, and Europharma is one of the ones that we carry, and they're big. They've brought us a lot of information on iodine, and they've gone so far as to actually swab the uterus with straight iodine to get rid of cysts. It worked. So we definitely, tumors on the uterus. Tumors on a cyst and tumors on the uterus. So, absolutely. We use iodine here. I have it in an all-natural capsule form. Yes, we are always looking for ways. We want to keep, you know, conventional medicine has its place, especially if something's broken, things of that nature, but we want to keep the body intact. We don't want it opened up any more than it has to be, you know. So if somebody comes in with the issue, we're going to go above and beyond to find out if we don't have it to get what we can, you know, use naturally to reduce, eliminate, or dissolve or resolve the issues that they may be having.
Now, the thyroid gland, I'm really, really interested in knowing I noticed that when I was young, I can remember being given salt to increase my iodine, because iodine is nothing but you can get that out of your salt. I can remember as a young child, I didn't have enough salt. And they kept saying, you need more iodine. So they were giving me this salt candy that had the iodine in it. And the thyroid glands are very, very important, Jackie, because I found that when I was a child, I had an overactive thyroid gland. And now you're finding women with these overactive thyroid glands. Is there something you can tell us about preventative maintenance for over or underactive thyroid glands?
Once again, this goes right back to iodine, just like when you were younger, you were having issues and they wanted to increase your iodine intake. So, you know, when you're having overactive glands, we always, you know, there's different tests that we have here at the spa, different questions we're going to ask, because there's some telltale signs that your body will display. Remember, your body always tells you the truth. Your mind is what plays tricks on you. And so there's some telltale signs that will be displayed if there's an iodine deficiency. Between the questionnaire, getting a good background, and checking out their hormonal balance as well, because the thyroid is huge. Obviously, it's a hormonal vehicle, it's a gland, but making sure that their hormones, what other hormones may be attributing to whatever deficiencies or symptoms they may be having. But iodine is what we have, and we have a couple different forms of that. We have the basic iodine, and then we have a thyroid care product specifically for people that definitely have thyroid and they're trying to wean themselves off of their traditional medication. We have
now, Jackie, should women be looking at taking synthetic hormones, or should they go in and have a strand of hormones created for them so they're taking their own natural hormones? Because I found that a lot of women start taking those synthetic hormones, and they were candidates for strokes and for a number of different things. We call it the Mississippi appendectomy. I did some work on that with a group of women who were having their complete hysterectomy, and these doctors were going to town making money, taking everyone's doing a hysterectomy on everyone instead of partial. And then they put them on these drugs that would cause them to be candidates for stroke. Now, what about the hormones? Is there something you can recommend, or is there something that you could tell the women about taking synthetic hormones opposed to taking a natural hormone?
Well, anytime, I mean, just the word synthetic, it doesn't even sound good when you say it. It just actually leaves a bad taste in my mouth when I just say it. Anytime you can do something that's all natural, it's always a better option. We talked about essential oils. There's so many different herbs. There's so many different things available, you know, and that's why we are here to expose everybody
to... Before I ask that question, Jackie, because Oprah did a full week, it may have been a three-day show on hormones, and she actually took the audience through how you can actually go and have your hormone clone to meet your diabolic DNA. So you're taking a strand of your own natural hormone, and it's a process that you can go through and have your hormone levels tested and have your clone hormones so that you don't have to even bother with buying a synthetic anything. You actually have your own hormone. Are you familiar with that process?
I am not familiar with that process. However, anytime you can do anything natural, anytime you're taking it from your own, from you, when it comes from you, I mean, it's always going to be better than something that's manufactured synthetically, because as we know, all these hormones, all these over-the-counter medications, prescription medications, they have side effects, you know, and and that in itself, that's why the people, the women that had their the hysterectomies, they ended up with the strokes because of the side effects from the medications that they were on. So anytime you can go natural, anytime you can use your own body, your own anything, your own blood, whatever, you know, that's the best way to do it. You know, that is absolutely the way that I would recommend. Mm-hmm. Go from the earth. Start from the earth.
What I wanted to also say is that for the women who are contemplating having a hysterectomy or partial, either one, it's always best. Your insurance company will allow you a second opinion when it comes to getting a diagnosis of cancer. And we just found out on this show that most cancer patients don't know that 1 in 9 cases show up where the person has been improperly diagnosed, and in cases they may need a second opinion to prove that they have cancer. And one of the doctors that came on this show talked about that. Some people are not true cancer candidates and need that second opinion. However, they don't know that their insurance will pay for that second opinion, and they go with that first diagnosis, and later on they find out that they don't have cancer at all. Now, I think that would be a great nightmare to wake up and find out you went through all this ordeal and you didn't have
it. Nothing.
But nevertheless, I think the benefits of a SPAR, Jackie, are they're more than your money worth, because I just need to find more time for it. But I know that preventative maintenance is the way you want to go. And now we want to talk a little bit with the few minutes that we have left here about beautification, because I'm trying to tell women that you can bring your youth back and preventing age. I know they have one of the minerals that they're working with that will slow the aging process down, and that pineal gland, the one that gives you the youth, they're saying that you can actually take a vitamin to slow that aging down so that you will have elasticity in your muscles and in your skin, and you rejuvenate the body. Now, let me zone into something here called melanin. I just want to tap your intelligence a little bit. Melanin is something that's so great that African Americans have to realize it is not a byproduct. It's not just to give you a hue or color. It is to give you all those things like the actual elasticity. It's also used to give you the extra salt in your blood and for your immune deficiency, because they're now creating melatonin, which comes from melanin. You find more people who can't go to sleep, they're being given a dose of melatonin, which comes from that serotonin and melatonin, which comes from the melanin in black skin. So we have to understand that we have been given an extra cushion to fight things off in our body, and our body was so well manufactured that we had the capability of producing an enzyme to cure just about anything that we could actually contract. And during the Dark Ages, when they had the plague, Jackie, there was a great problem with scurvy and people in Europe having a problem with the diseases running rampant. They went to Africa to find the cure for the deadly diseases that they were experiencing. And they were looking at the herbs, they were looking at the tinctures and the oils. We don't realize what we have in our grasp. Most of these things that came out of Africa were things that we use ordinarily, but most of our African Americans are not aware of them. Now, I want to say this. African Americans, specifically, and to other people as well, the body can take care of itself, it can heal itself, but you got to help it alone. You've got to go to these spas, you got to get the body wraps, you got to get the cleansers. As we talked about earlier, it is very important to have good hygiene. Jackie mentioned the cleansers, so it's important to, on a routine basis, to cleanse your body. And then go and beautify yourself. Don't put all that beautiful eyelashes and nails and stuff on a unclean, untidy body, because eventually it will putrefy and come to the forefront. So you want to take advantage of Zen Wellness. You want to go in and not just get your nails done. You might want to get a body wrap. You might want to get ready for your next trip and take a trip over to Zen Wellness and take advantage of their special. Now, with these last few minutes, Jackie, can you tell the listening audience anything about your prices and your specials? And we're coming up on 60 seconds, so we have just a little time. Go ahead, Jackie. You have the air.
Okay, great. We always have monthly specials. We also have coupons available online at www.zenwellnessandretreat.com. Our prices are very reasonable, and we're also looking for you to make this a routine. Just like you go get your hair and your nails done, you need to come and relax and reduce stress in your life. So we have monthly specials also to make it affordable.
Thank you. And we have ran out of time. And, Jackie, we are going to be on our way to Canaan Land. I want to thank our guest, Jackie Primo, from Zen Wellness. And we're on our way to Canaan Land. Jackie, we will talk again. And God bless you. And
I'm on my way.